Hey guys, good morning. My name is Royalty Flo and I am normal person. That wasn't what I meant to say, but I don't know what I wanted to say. But yeah, so my podcast doesn't like really have a name right now, but I'm sure that I will come up with a name like later on, because I'm just starting. Like, this is my first one ever. So I'll probably come up with a name later, but I'm just going to be randomly talking about like different experiences, different life experiences, different things I feel people should understand, or different things I feel people should know. So basically, it's just going to be anything, anywhere out there, but it's mostly going to be able to lift people up out of certain struggles that they are currently facing or currently going through right now. So that's like the aim of what my podcast is, to get people up to a particular point where they're able to notice the difference in their lives, like after listening to or applying the little things I say in my podcast. So maybe later on I will get a name, or we will get a name for the podcast, but for now it's not that important, because all I'm here to do is just probably talk and talk and talk and hope that some of you like listen to me. So you're welcome onto the podcast, and once again, my name is Royalty Flo. It's Royalty, like R-O-Y-A-L-T-Y, then Flo as F-L-A-W. So that's Royalty Flo. You're welcome once again. That's like my third welcome. So somebody better get on this thing right now. Well, today I'll be talking briefly and very, when I mean briefly, I mean very briefly about never give up. You know, like a lot of people have come to that point or that situation in their life whereby they are making decisions, or they have already made decisions that, nope, that's it. I'm throwing in the towel. I'm not going anywhere. Like, this is where I end. Like, I'm not trying to get a job no more. I'm not trying to be a mother no more. I'm not trying to buy a car no more. I'm not trying to pay my mortgage no more. I'm not trying to rent a house no more. I'm just going to live with the struggle. Yeah, and that's an actual thing people say, because I've heard a lot of people, or the few people I've spoken to or reached out to, most of them have said, I'm gonna learn to live with the struggle. Like, and I am so against you saying living with your struggle, because it's a struggle for a reason. The reason it's called a struggle, it's because it's not supposed to be there. Anything you struggle with, any good thing you're trying to achieve that is a struggle, is not supposed to be. So where people say, I am going to learn to live with my struggle, that's where I have a problem. So today, basically, I'm going to be telling you why I personally think, and once again, this is my personal opinion. You're free to throw in whatever your comments are, whatever you think, or whatever you feel like is what it's supposed to be, or you're free to like correct me on something wrong I'm gonna say today. So I'm hoping to see like when people talking about what I'm going to say, people who agree, people who disagree with some certain things I may say. So that's basically it. So getting into the topic of never give up, I'm going to start by saying, like, life has many obstacles. Like, in every phase you go through, like for every hurdle of life you want to pass through, or every lake of life you have to swim through to get to the next phase, there are different obstacles you have to cross. You can't just go through life just smoothly. I'm not saying that there are people who don't go through life smoothly, but in fact, yes, I personally am saying that. Some of you would be like, maybe Kim Kardashian or Kanye West or Donald Trump or somebody. Those people were born into wealth, so like life is smooth. No. Everyone still faces challenges. Everyone still faces a little bit of struggles, no matter how rich or how wealthy you think you are. The only thing is that your level of struggling may be different from the level of struggle of a different person who may be wealthy or not. And trust me, the wealthy people now, like, they have the most struggles. like when it comes to health issues and stuff like that. You know, there's a saying that cancer is a disease for the rich. So it's not really like the same kind of struggle that you as an average person and maybe somebody like a billionaire or somebody faces. Every man is special. Let me use the word special. Every man is special to his own struggle. So you just know that everybody has a struggle. I heard someone sometimes say, never a failure, always a lesson. That's by Rihanna. One of her red carpet works. I think that's what her tattoo says. She said, never a failure, always a lesson. And you know, that kind of stuck with me. That kind of like hit me really hard when I heard it. And I was like, never a failure, always a lesson. I'm like, people need to hear this. Never a failure, always a lesson. The minute you start seeing, the day, the second, the hour, you start seeing your failures in life as life lessons, that is the minute or the day you start being somebody totally different. I'm failing at this doesn't mean I don't know what I'm doing. I'm failing at this means that I am getting better lessons on how to get better at this particular thing. If you're trying to get a job and you're failing and failing and failing, what you're going to do, what most people don't do, is that they just forget the reason why they were not called for that job. I'm not saying that there's a reason for every no, but the reason, but the no's that come with a reason, that's what you should like focus on. Okay, I was told no for this reason. You go back, you add that no to the list of no's, and you'll be like, okay, this is my lesson. This is what I'm taking back from this no. Okay, the way I approached my second answer when I was asked to introduce myself, maybe I didn't do it clearly or I didn't do it well. So how do I get better? So I believe that's what Rihanna was trying to say when she said, never a failure, always a lesson. Me personally, whatever I fail at in life, I take it as a lesson, because I try to put myself in a position or a situation whereby I see my failures as life lessons. So when you start seeing your failures as life lessons, that is the minute your life starts to take a turn. Don't beat yourself down. Don't get down. I do understand that it's natural for the human body to kind of like shut down after like a massive failure. Maybe you invested a lot into a particular business, and at the end of the day, the business just comes crashing down. I'm not saying you shouldn't take some time to get yourself back together, but don't stay a failure. The minute you stay a failure, the minute you continue repeating yourself to be a failure, that is the minute that you continue failing. So you have to understand that a lot of things start going well when you start taking your failures as lessons. No matter what happens in life, we should never look at ourselves as we have the worst situations in the world. Because honestly speaking, there are many people in the world who have worse experiences than we do. For example, look at you. You don't, maybe you've had breakfast, you have lunch, but there's nowhere to get dinner. So you're having two meals a day rather than three. There are people out there in the world that are just looking for just one. I'm not even going to say meal, just something to eat, just something to put down their throat. So when I see people beating themselves down or bringing themselves down or degrading or devaluing themselves just because they made one mistake, just because they made one big chunk of mistake, maybe something went wrong, maybe a business venture failed, but you still have something to fall back on. You still have something to be grateful for. There are people in this world who has lost everything. They have lost everything and everyone. There are mothers out there who, because of poor child birth, or who because they didn't have access to medical facilities, that they lost their children. So if you continuously see yourself as being in the worst situation ever, you're not going to go any further. Stagnancy in life, or being stagnant in life, is caused by your continuous seeing or receiving or perceiving yourself as a failure. Because you're going to end up saying, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything, there is nothing for me to do, there is nothing for me to go, like, let me just stay here, whatever happens, happens. And there is this misconception in the world right now that if it's meant to be, it will be. I do not believe in that. If it's meant to be, it will be if I work for it. That's what I believe in. Okay, I know I want this, so it's meant to be. Fine, good. I want it, so it's meant to be. But I'm not going to sit my ass down and expect it to just magically come to me. No, it doesn't do that. You have to work for what you want. No matter how many times you fail, you just got to keep moving forward. You just have to never give up. So no matter what happens in life, you just have to like keep on pushing, keep on struggling, keep on working and believing in yourself and believing in your mental space that I am going to make it. Now, sometime in my life, my dream in life was to study to be a doctor, to be a medical doctor, so I could help people from all walks of life and everything. But that dream never came to pass because going into the medical field, like, I didn't see myself fitting in. Like, I looked around, I looked at the stress of going through medical school, and I was like, nope, this is not meant for me. You know when you go into something and you're like, no way, bye. That was what I said to medical school. Like, when I tried to get into medical school and I saw the stress, then I was like, I'm still gonna have to like spend like 6 years. Oh my god, like, do I really want to wait for 6 years before I start helping people? And I'm like, nope, sorry, bye. So understanding what you want to do and how to do it better helps you to never give up. So as yes, I did want to be a doctor, fine, to help people. Because at that point in my life, I was like, I had to be a doctor. Like, my horizon was very small. It wasn't broad enough. So my belief was that I had to be a doctor to help people. Because I remember when I was still younger, at a certain age, I was of the opinion that poor people were not getting enough medical attention as the rich. The rich man comes in and he gets an express free pass because he's able to drop around or throw away or throw around a few bucks. But the poor man comes in begging, and the doctors of then would be like, I'm sorry, we can't attend to you because you don't have money. You have to pay this upfront. And I'm talking about this because this happens in Africa mostly. In Africa, you go to certain hospitals in some countries like Nigeria, like Gambia, like certain countries. You go to certain countries where the healthcare facility is not that strong, and you see that, okay, somebody that is poor does not have the same attention as the rich. The rich man comes in and, okay, because we know he's rich, we give him express treatment and believe that he's going to pay his bills like later on. But the poor man comes in with whatever he has in his hand, and you're still telling him or her to make a deposit of an amount that he or she has never seen in his entire life. And in the struggle for getting money and everything, the person ends up dying. So that was what was like really fueling my ambition, my struggle, my aim to be a medical doctor. Because like, I wanted to like own like the biggest free medical center in the world, just so that people from all walks of life could just come in, receive up to date and free healthcare and get better and continue with their life. So that was my aim. But along the line, I now like understood myself that, okay, being a doctor is not really my field. And if that's the only reason why I want to go into the field of medicine, there are other ways I could do the same thing, but not from the field of medicine. So that made me explore other ways of helping out, of being a philanthropist, of being different things. There are so many ways to help people. So I just had to understand that me changing my line or me changing my ambition does not affect my will to want to help people. So I never gave up, and I am never giving up on my dream to help people, because I've started helping people and I'm happy that I am, and I still look forward to helping a lot of people. So you have to understand where you're going to if you're going to never give up. Never giving up is a process, is a state, is it's like a mental state you have to get to. Because there are a lot of things in this world that will make you throw in the towel, that will make you just sit back, relax, and say, I'm done. There are a lot of problems. So it's just there, like it's all around you. Reasons why you should give up, like they are all around you. They are in your face. Every day you go to work, you go to work for somebody, you do that 9-to-5 job, like you realize that, why am I doing this? This is not where I saw myself in 10 years. Like, you're doing a job you hate, you're doing something you don't like doing, but you have to do it just so that you can feed your family. And when you end up going to work, you end up coming back stressed, with hate in your heart, with anger, with you being very furious at everything. And one time, you just be like, I'm done. Like, I'm giving up. Rather, and how I would advise people who are doing jobs that they hate currently, I wouldn't advise you to leave your job. No. Most of you are going to say, but we hate the job, so why remain on the job? Because if you drop the job, how are you going to feed your family? How are you going to pay your mortgage? How are you going to pay your rent? So what me personally would say is, rather than drop the job, I want you to use that job, use whatever you get out of it to build something for yourself. Now, I had a story sometime about a female bed. I don't know how true this is, but if it's not true, fine. But the story stuck with me. And this is a story. If a female bed wants to leave a nest, let's say she makes a nest for she and the male bird, and she wants to leave the nest, and she doesn't want the male bird to come along with her, what she does is she starts taking one twig or one branch out of the nest every day. She takes it from point A, flies all the way to point B, and drops it there. Goes back to point A, spends the night, fine. Takes another twig the next morning, point B, places it there. She does this until she has comfortably built a new nest for herself. And then she flies all the way to point B and stays, knowing that, okay, the male bird doesn't know where point B is. All he sees is that he comes back one day and maybe the nest is reducing, and he takes it, okay, maybe it's the wind or something, so we gotta continue building. And he goes, fetches more stuffs, more twigs, more branches, in an effort to try and rebuild what is falling off. But as he brings more, she takes out, until she has another nest. So that is what I'm going to say is my advice to people who, like, are working on jobs that they don't like, are doing that job that they didn't set out to do. Rather than just getting up, resigning and leaving and going to starve, going to make your family go through hell and everything, you can be at that job for a period of time, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, it doesn't matter how long it takes. You can be at that job and build something for yourself and build something new for yourself. And when you have that thing to a level where you know that, okay, I can start fending for my family and myself off this comfortably well, then you're free to resign, you're free to leave your job and everything. But don't leave your current situation to a different situation where you don't know how it's going to go. Like most people would say, better the devil you know, better the devil you know than an angel you don't. Because if you leave your job, you're going into a place, you're going into a situation, you're going into an occurrence where you don't know anything about. You're going to be jobless for a while. And trust me, you will end up wishing that you never resigned. You end up wishing that, oh, why did I just stick with this job? And then you see yourself giving up. So don't put yourself in a situation where you are going to suffer or struggle, and at the end of the day, you're going to end up giving up. So let's try to avoid such situations most times. I said sometime, a man is successful today because of the people, although the people fail to realize that. If you're successful today as a person, it's people out there. It's people who bought your products. It's people who, let me use the word, patronized you, that made you successful. So even if you become successful later in life, remember that there are people out there struggling, people out there spending their last penny on something you're selling. So this is like a whole new dimension of this topic, never give up. And this is me trying to tell people out there who have money to not give up on helping the poor. If you think you're wealthy today, go back and check the source of your income. It's because somebody out there bought what you were selling. It's because some people out there bought what you were selling. For example, you own a grocery store and moms out there come to your grocery store every day. Now, most people are going to say they come because they can't live without it. Yes, they do come because they can't live without it. But the fact that they are coming to your grocery store, they are making you richer by the minute. It takes you nothing to say, okay, give back to the poor. Be philanthropic in nature. Don't give up on people just because you made a few million bucks. Don't give up on people because you just occupied one political position or something. Remember people who put you there. So it's like a cycle of life. Today you're here, tomorrow you'll be there. And you've got to believe in that cycle for it to work for you. If you give up on your dreams today, you're going to not only kill your cycle, but you're going to render it useless. It becomes useless. So don't think that the situation you are is any worse than the person that is maybe just had a flood disaster wipe his entire home out. So he and his entire family, like, they have nowhere to stay. So don't think you're having the worst day ever. Every time you think of throwing in the towel, think of somebody out there who needs what you're going to be. Yes, you are going to be something in future. You are going to be something in the nearest future. You are going to sell a product. Every human being, I believe, is invited or is imbibed with a product which you're going to sell to the world. I'm not trying to be like a motivational speaker or something, but this is what I believe. Every single person has something the world is waiting for. So whenever you see yourself, or whenever you notice yourself, whenever you notice yourself talking yourself down, bringing yourself down, devaluing yourself, I just want to tell you to tell yourself that you tell yourself that I know where I'm heading to. I know where I want my life to go to. So you got to try to remain focused. You got to try to remain headstrong. You got to try to remain hardworking. You got to face forward. You got to keep moving forward. You can never actualize your dreams by just sitting your ass down and doing nothing. Never. I have never seen a man who got up by 5 a.m. to start the day's job, and at the end of the day, he doesn't have something to eat. You gotta hustle. You gotta fight. You gotta be focused in life. You gotta work hard. And that slogan that says work hard, play hard, it's the most truthful thing on earth. Because if you work hard, when it comes time to play, you have a few bucks to throw around. So you play hard. So just tell yourself, I know where I'm heading to in life. So you're going to have to try to remain focused to achieve your goals. You got to try to keep moving forward, fighting and not hesitating. You got to tell yourself, beat yourself on the chest and say, I am ready for whatever obstacle that life has to throw at me. You got to tell yourself that I'm not going to fail, that I'm not going to fall. Even if I fall, I'm going to rise again. It doesn't matter how many times I fall, I will rise again. And you should get people, you should surround yourself with people who believe in your dream. Because the minute you don't surround yourself with people who believe you, you are going to let what they say weigh you down, and you see yourself giving up on you. Even before you give up on yourself, one thing you should understand is that people will give up on you. Now, they're free to do whatever they want. But you got to understand that your life is yours. If it's good today, you enjoy it. If it's bad tomorrow, you still have to take care of it. Most times it sounds like a joke. But seriously, if life throws lemons at you, catch them, squeeze them, add a little bit of sugar, and you made a lemonade. I believe so much in that. Whatever life throws at you, catch it. There is a good side to every story. I don't know about your story, but I'm going to turn my bad story into a good story. Because whatever obstacle life throws at you, it's just trying to prevent you from getting towards your goals. You've set goals in life, so life is going to definitely throw you some obstacles just to see how strong you are, just to see how reluctant you are, just to see how hardworking you plan on being, just to see how diligent you are. So never expect your life to just be there. Never expect your life to just go like that. Never expect your life to just come and be straightforward. No. I'm not saying that life cannot be straightforward. Life can be straightforward. But when the bends come knocking, don't give up. Never give up on your goals. You gotta tell yourself that I will struggle every day until I reach my goal. Because every day the number of people who need my help in this world, they increase. That is how I keep on growing. That is how I keep on growing. That's how I keep on moving on. I tell myself every day that I will not give up on my goals. Because the people out there who need my help, they are increasing in numbers. And if I don't do something, no one else will. So tell yourself that there are people out there who need you. There are people out there who are waiting for you. There are people out there who are anticipating your return. So don't ever give up. It may be your daughter, it may be your son who is looking up to you as a father or mother. If they see you giving up, what do you expect them to do when life begins to get hard for them? My mama threw in the towel, so I'm just gonna do the same. So never give up. That's all I've been trying to say. That's all I've been trying to advise some few people. Now, at this point, I just want to add a little voice to those people who have dreams to be something in the nearest future. To never give up on your dreams. Because dreams are meant to come true. But the thing you need to understand is that they can't come true if you don't work for them. If you lot just sit your ass down and don't do anything, they are going to remain dreams. Everyone is given the ability and the opportunity to dream. But only a few people who take the bull by the horn are given the opportunity to make those dreams come true. So remember that. I want to assure you that it may take a long period of time, but one day, as long as you are patient and hardworking, as long as you are diligent in whatever you're doing, it will come true. And you know the funny thing? You know that feeling that comes when you achieve a goal? When your dreams come true? That very aggravating feeling, that very good feeling you have. Then you'll say to yourself, it was worth the wait, you know. You know when you get married to a good girl, when you buy a new ride, when you've been saving up to get a good house and you get into that new house and you see the smiles on your children's faces, you see the smile on your partner's face, and that little voice that comes to your head and tells you that all the time you've been waiting, all the sacrifices you've made, it was worth the wait. You've been mowing the lawns, you've been curbing the grass, you've been cutting the trees. You've been making a lot of sacrifices. I know what it means. Because I understand that as a father, you have to make sacrifices for your children. I understand that as a mother, there are some things you want to get for yourself as a woman, but you see your child who is looking at the other kid's bicycle, and you tell yourself with tears in your heart and with tears almost running down your eyes, you tell yourself, don't worry, baby, I'm going to get that for you. And you struggle, you work harder, you take on more jobs just to make sure that you put a smile on the faces of your children. You put a smile on your partner's face. And at the end of it all boils down to the fact that you never gave up. You never gave up on putting a smile on your partner's face. You never gave up on telling yourself that I want to see my children smile. You never gave up on telling yourself that I'm gonna make it. And I'm gonna give you a reason why you should never give up. Now, this is a reason why you should never, ever give up. Because there are 1,001 people out there who have the same dream, who want to make it in life, who want to occupy the same position you're vying for, who want to make the best out of nothing. And the day you give up on your dream, you leave 1,000 people out there still struggling, still fighting, still working. So 1 out of 1,000 doesn't make a difference if you give up. But 1 out of 1,000 makes a difference if you never give up. If you never give up and you achieve your dreams, you will be remembered as that person who fought hard, as that man who raised up his kids in a good way, who provided for them, who took care of what needed to be done. But if you give up, if you throw in a towel, you will never be remembered. So remember that 1 out of 1,000 doesn't make a difference if it's nothing. But 1 out of 1,000 makes a difference if it's something. People will still fight. That 1,000 people out there, that 1,000 persons out there, they will still fight the good fight. They will still work hard. They will still keep on working, struggling every day, pursuing their dreams. And I'm telling you that somebody out there who says to him or herself that I'm not giving up, I'm fighting the good fight, will definitely make it. And at the end of the day, you're going to sit down in that house. You're going to sit down in that car. You're going to look at the face of your children when they're smiling, running up and down that very big house. You're going to look at the face of your partner when she walks into her kitchen and she looks around and with a smile in her face, looks around and tells you, thank you. And at this point, you're going to say to yourself, I am reaping or enjoying the fruits of my labor. So never, ever give up on your dreams. If you have a reason to give up, look for 1,000 more never to give up. And as long as you keep on fighting, you are going to go far. Believe me, trust me on that. So thank you guys for listening to me once again. My name is Royalty Floor, and this is just never giving up, okay? Don't ever give up on your dreams. Stay strong. Fight the good fight. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know where you agree or disagree with me. Also, send in your messages, and I will be reading them sometime. I would make a session or an episode whereby it would just be for reading of messages from all of you. So thank you once again. You're welcome to my podcast. On the long run, we will come up with a name for the podcast. For now, it's the No Name Podcast. Okay? For now, No Name Podcast. So stay strong, stay healthy. Love you guys. Never give up. Thank you.